Now, as of today, Wisconsin has more than 7,300 confirmed cases of COVID-19, and the percentage of positive tests is up. The contagious virus has changed how we live our lives, and that means we've also got a whole new set of social rules. We're encountering some sticky situations, so we called Elaine Swan. She's an etiquette expert and the founder of the Swan School of Protocol. Elaine, welcome to Central Time.
Hello, hello. Glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Your big message right now is that we need to embrace the awkward. What do you mean by the awkward?
Oh my goodness. All of it is awkward. I mean, even right now, everything, whether you are allowed to actually go outside and take a walk down the street and someone is coming near you and you have to kind of cross over the other way, or maybe you're out, you know, collecting your groceries for the day and you see someone you know and you can't give that hug or, you know, not even a fist bump at this particular point in time, nothing. I mean, it's just very awkward. I mean, people that we know well and that we love, you know, we're shirking back from one another and recoiling a little bit and not necessarily being as physical with one another right now. And it's just plain awkward.
Yeah. So what do you do when someone comes in for a hug or a handshake and you know that you really aren't supposed to touch them right now? How do you say that?
Yeah, you do. Actually, two ways. There's two things we have to do in this particular instance. And number one, that's definitely use body language, because there's a UCLA study that says that 83% of communication is nonverbal. So use your body language so you can kind of put your hands up a little bit and say, hey, hey, friend, you know, if you're really friendly with them, make kind of an air kind of wave sort of thing to get them to stop. So you can use your body language that way. And then verbally, we have to be very, very verbal now and be very honest and very direct, yet at the same time, respectful. And hey, I'm not going to hug you. I just came from afar. We got to make sure we're keeping that distance and keeping one another safe. And so it's really important for us right now to be very, very verbal. You know, a lot of times people think that etiquette means that you must either evade the truth or perhaps even, you know, not say things or be very demure about it. But no, my advice always is that with etiquette, you can say anything to anybody. It just depends on how you say it.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So we heard from Stephanie at the Ideas Network Facebook page, who says she asked for space from someone not wearing a mask in line at a grocery store the other day. Stephanie said she followed up by saying how hard it is to get used to this all, and it seemed to neutralize a little bit of tension. So what are ways that we can use the language, say what we want to say, but do it in a respectful way, someplace like the grocery store?
Sure. Yeah. One of the things that we can do is make it more so about us. Whatever you say, make it about us and we, so that this way it doesn't seem as though you're pointing the finger at the person and telling them you are doing this wrong and don't you do that. So instead, very similar to what your listener said, you know, make it about us or we. So you can say, you know, I think it's important for us to make sure that we're really taking care of one another right now. So let's put some space in between us as we're standing waiting in this line. And then, yes, take the conversation in a direction to where, you know, you really pivot and start to talk about how it's kind of affecting, and maybe even ask the person, how are you doing? Isn't this difficult? Is it hard to adjust? How's your family? That sort of thing. So really, rather than pointing the finger, make your conversation more about what we're all going through at the same time. And I think that kind of takes away that sting of frustration that we're all experiencing.
All right. Elaine Swan is an etiquette expert and the founder of the Swan School of Protocol. We are talking about the kind of new rules of politeness and social responsibility we have as we navigate a world trying to get a handle on this new coronavirus. And you're part of this conversation. We have a line for you at 800-642-1234. Let us know about one of the awkward situations maybe you have encountered. What do you do when you see someone who's not social distancing? What approach do you take? 800-642-1234. Maybe you've been on the other end of this, that somebody's called you out for not following all of the social distancing recommendations that we have. You can give us a call at 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page or email us at ideas@wpr.org. We also have Twitter at Central Time, WPR. And it does get challenging as we are trying to navigate this, because we do have CDC recommendations that ask people to wear masks. And sometimes it can be difficult because it feels like you might think that someone is worried that you're sick because they're wearing a mask. But it's also hard to explain when you're wearing it that it is about you and that you're trying not to spread any germs to other people. We also have this rule to try to stay 6 feet away from one another. And that can be really difficult, especially if you do go on a grocery run, even if they have the stickers on the floor to obviously social distance the people in front of you. You can kind of offer some space, but behind you, it is more difficult. So we do know we are encountering these more awkward conversations, and Elaine Swan is here to talk with us about it. Share your questions at 800-642-1234. And Elaine, what if it doesn't affect you immediately personally, but say your neighbors are having a party next door? What do you do? What is appropriate at that point?
Yeah, so this is a tough one here. It's not necessarily tough, but there's two things that you can do. If it is actually affecting you, and that's where we have to really kind of gauge certain things. If it's affecting you and maybe people are spilling over into your area and you know, you feel it's unsafe for your family, my advice is to speak directly with your neighbor as opposed to any of the guests. I mean, our neighbors, we see them, they'll recognize us. So if there's any sort of way that you can get in contact with your neighbor to let them know that maybe if they can keep it over there, or that folks are kind of, you know, spilling into your area or what have you. If it's affecting you personally, you definitely have every right to ask your neighbor to corral their guest so that it does not impede you or put your family in any harm. Now, if it's not, and they are just disobeying the rules, you know, and not following along, and you are concerned for some future things, I say to use authority figures to kind of get things across. And that's one of the things that I write in my book, which is called Let Crazy Be Crazy. My advice is to use authority figures. So rather than trying to kind of police your neighbors, instead allow the authorities to do it. That means if there's a lot of counties and cities have a hotline where you can call or email to report any activity that people are you know, displaying that's going against what the guidelines are, my advice is to utilize those systems and processes that are in place, as opposed to you know, becoming very confrontational with your neighbor. Because when this is all over, we do still have to dwell together in peace. And so if you can approach them in a peaceful manner directly and ask them to kind of keep it over there and keep it away from your family. But if it's out of control and it really seems as though people are really in danger, then my advice is to use authority figures and utilize those hotlines and email addresses that are available to report that type of activity.
Sure, because this isn't like we're witnessing someone breaking into a house. I mean,
Yes. These
are recommendations, and certainly they are enforceable. And this is not criminal activity if you're gathering together at another person's apartment and if you think that that's what's happening there, because we don't have all the information either, which makes it more difficult.
Sure, it does, because, you know, you never know. I mean, just in today's climate, you have multi-generational family members living in one house just because. You might have college students who've come back home from you know, college, and so the household itself could just have more people dwelling there at this particular point in time than normal. And so although it may seem as though there's a party, like you said, we don't know the whole story. And so that's why it's so important to first connect with your neighbor. If it's bothering you, and that's the thing about it, we don't want to be kind of like Gladys Kravitz on Bewitched, you know, and, you know, always looking and trying to police other people. If it's affecting you, definitely connect with your neighbor and talk with them about it. If it seems as though it's a clear breach of the guidelines that are recommended, then utilize the resources that are available. Now, I'm not saying call the cops. But there are definitely, every city and every county has put out non-emergency numbers and created websites and email addresses to share that information. And so that's what I would do in that instance.
All right, we're talking to Elaine Swan, an etiquette expert and the founder of the Swan School of Protocol, with us today to talk about some of those awkward situations we're finding ourselves in during the pandemic. And you're part of this conversation. Join in at 800-642-1234. Tell us about an awkward situation you found yourself in. Maybe you have had to speak up because someone wasn't social distancing and it was going to affect you. Or maybe you've been on the other end of this. Somebody said something to you because they didn't think you were following all of the right social distancing rules. Give us a call at 800-642-1234. There's a line for you now in this conversation. It continues here on Central Time after the Ideas Network. This is Central Time. I'm Keeley Boltina, and we are talking about good etiquette during the coronavirus pandemic. Elaine Swan is with us. She's an etiquette expert, and we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Tell us about some of the sticky situations you've been trying to figure out how to approach. Maybe you found something that works for you when someone tries to hug you or shake your hand. Give us some advice at 800-642-1234, or you can get some of that, too. You can also email us at ideas@wpr.org. And Danny on Facebook says, if you're on an 8-foot-wide bike path, don't walk or bike in the middle of it. Goodness, what do you think good etiquette is for exercising outside, Elaine?
You know, I think we have to kind of almost follow the rules of the road. I mean, we, you know, typically when we're driving here in the U.S., we, you know, drive on the right and then other cars, you know, will pass on the left. So if we're out, if you're on a bike path or if you're on the beach or walking down the street or what have you, stay to the right and give people some space to either pass you going one direction or the other. I think it's really important for us to really, it's so important in this particular instance to not just protect ourselves. I mean, we have our face coverings on and we have this. I mean, I live in California, and as of today, we're required to wear a face covering in public. That's what's required. But we have to just really make sure that we're being aware of other people. You know, are we impeding on someone else's space? You know, the three core values of etiquette that I talk about often are respect, honesty, and consideration. And in this instance, we have to be respectful of all of the guidelines that have been put in place. And then we have to be considerate of other people. So, you know, going down that path, you know, straight in the middle really is quite inconsiderate. And we really have to think about our fellow neighbors in this particular instance.
Well, even sidewalks, they're much narrower than something like an 8-foot-wide bike path. And I could see a circumstance where you're pushing a stroller or you use a wheelchair and it's not easy for you to, you know, hop off into the grass or get into the street. I mean, how do you ask the person coming straight at you to give you a little bit of space?
You know what? You know, it's hard to control other people. And that's another thing I put in my book, Let Crazy Be Crazy. You cannot fix people, right? You can't control other people. But what we can do is control ourselves. So if you see a person that's coming, you know, they might have their earbuds in. They might, you know, be completely distracted. I would say instead of trying to get them to understand your body language or hear what you're saying, just stop. Move yourself to one side or the other as best as you can. Allow that crazy to pass by, and then you keep on going and move on with yourself. But I say, you know, don't try to, you know, if it's not someone you know and they don't know you and they don't know how you communicate, don't even get into that dance. Instead, do your best to kind of stop and allow them to pass by and then move forward.
All right. And we are taking calls at 800-642-1234. And Mike from Antico is on the line now. Hi, Mike.
Hello. Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Certainly. What's your question?
I had a question about maybe second homes. People with second homes in an area outside of maybe a larger city where, you know, people are coming from a big city to their vacation home and how that may impact the other people. Just wanted curious about your thoughts on that.
Interesting. Okay, Elaine, so there's that first layer of, you know, should you go there? Is that proper etiquette at this stage if the state allows it? And then there's also the idea of if you know somebody who's going to head up to the lake house or something, do you speak up about that?
Yeah, well, you know, it just really depends on whether or not it's permitted. There are some communities who have said that we do not want, even if you do own a, you know, home here in this area, there are some communities who have said we don't want anyone from the city coming into the area just because they want to try to keep it safe. And so my advice is to definitely follow those guidelines. Now, if in case if in fact you are able to go to that second home, it's important to still really make sure that you're following the guidelines that are governing that area, whether it be your state, you know, the city, the county, the local area. Don't feel as though because you are at your second home that now you're, you know, somewhat immune to everything that's going on and you don't have to follow those guidelines. So I think it's important to just whatever the guidelines that are set that have jurisdiction over that particular area, then follow those.
You know, Elaine, I'm not going to lie. I like a good opportunity to judge, but it does seem like right now we should be presuming that people are just trying their best to follow the rules. Is that a fair outlook?
I think so. I mean, when you look at the news or you read the news or you listen to it on television or what have you, it seems as though for the most part, you know, many people just want this to be over with. And so they're doing, you know, individual people are doing their part to just stay within those guidelines. I mean, it's like going to a stoplight in the middle of the night. You know, the stoplight says, you know, you're supposed to stop, but you know, your moral compass directs you on whether or not you're going to stop and follow the guidelines or stop sign, you know, or either barrel through that. Most people are going to go ahead and stop because that's the right thing to do. Now, you are going to have some individuals that'll barrel through it just because no one's looking. And I think in every society, you have those folks that kind of go about things in that no one's looking kind of way. But I think people are trying to do the right thing.
Elaine Swan is an etiquette expert and the founder of the Swan School of Protocol. And we're talking about the new rules of politeness and social responsibility as we navigate the spread of the new coronavirus. And there's still time for your call at 800-642-1234. You can let us know about a situation you've handled, or maybe if you've got a question about one that is arising in your life, you can get in on it by calling 800-642-1234. Elaine, what about handling someone who may be approaching us? Maybe somebody is being aggressive or rude to us because they don't think we're following the rules. How can we respond in a way that is appropriate?
Yeah, so whenever someone, you know, comes at you and they are maybe a little bit, like you said, a little maybe they're a little rude or perhaps they are somewhat aggressive, I always say that a soft answer turns away wrath. And so rather than coming right back at that person in an incredibly aggressive manner, instead, if, let's say, for example, you know, maybe you were rustling and you know, your hands were full and your mask came down and someone says, you need to have your mask on, they caught you right in that moment, you can say, yep, we all have to make sure that, you know, I'm with you there. It fell down and I'm right on top of it or something like that. I mean, the thing is, do your best to try to diffuse any conflict so that way it doesn't, you know, grow into anything else if someone does come at you. And if you happen to say something to someone and for example, asking them to step out of your space and they say, no, I'm in a hurry, mind your business, I'm going to do what I want to do, then again, you just let crazy be crazy and leave them alone. It's in that moment that you can step back and allow that person to do whatever they have to do, and then you get into it. Because what we're looking at here is something, we're not just looking at politeness, but we're also looking at the fact that this is a health crisis. And so we don't know what's happening. We don't know who has been impacted in what manner by, you know, by this virus. And so if you stay wrong and strong and you say, I'm going to stand my ground because I was here first, and perhaps the person next to you, you know, maybe they're sick or they're just getting over it or they're asymptomatic, you could really be harmed. So why put yourself in harm's way when you can take one moment to just step back or take one moment to just say, you know what, fine, my mask came down and I'm getting it back up. Good day to you. Wishing you all the best. Soft answer turns away wrath.
That can be really difficult, though, because sometimes you just want to explain, I know, I've been trying really hard, I swear.
It can be. Yeah. And that's where self-control comes in. You know, we want to, but really, you know, we're never going to see the person again, probably. So who cares what they think, you know?
Right. So it sounds then that you think there's a real place for, you know, humility right now and remembering that we all make mistakes and, you know, we're all just trying to figure it out.
Yes, and that's the thing. Every day this thing changes. Every day there's something new. Every day there's something we're doing or we're not doing or we're not supposed to do. It's difficult to figure it out. And so, yes, humility in this particular instance is important to have. Politeness, but firm. We have to be firm and we have to be direct and we have to speak up for ourselves, but recognize when you need to just take a step back. And just let, you know, let things move forward in its way. We don't always, there's a difference between knowing you are right and proving you are right. It takes way more time to prove to somebody that you are right than to just in your own head know that you are correct in what you were doing. It was just an accident and I will probably never see you again. You know, that's way less energy.
Absolutely. Before we let you go, things are kind of stressful right now. I mean, what's your best piece of advice for somebody to try to stay calm then?
Yeah, so my best piece of advice right now is to really put forth the greatest effort to, number one, think before you speak, think before you act, and always put yourself in the other person's shoes. You never know what someone is going through.
All right. Yes, Elaine, I'm sorry. We'll have to leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us. That was Elaine Swan, an etiquette expert with the Swan School of Protocol. And you heard this conversation right here on Central Time, and you are listening to the Ideas Network.